Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 17th of December, and due to the fact that we are having a tropical Christmas holiday this year.
Tropical paradise.
Yeah, this is probably the last Newsbox of the year.
Of 2008. Well, we've got plenty of news to get through.
We say that, there's not a lot of news today.
There's plenty of news to get through, so without further ado.
Okay.
First story, a star has appeared.
What, do you mean like Katy Perry or Lily Allen or Owen Quigg? That sort of star?
No, no, a star has appeared in the sky, in the night sky.
There's always a star in the night sky.
A new one.
Okay.
A bright one.
Is it an alien? An alien?
No, it's a star. It's not an alien.
Well, what about it?
It's, well, this big star's appeared in the sky. People have been going towards it, walking towards it. This very bright.
Okay.
You can see it very well from Jerusalem.
That's where Joe's going.
Exactly, everyone's going there.
I wondered why. Any other news?
That's it for now.
Okay. Brookside Close has been sold.
Oh, did they sell it?
Yeah.
It's been on the market for ages.
It's a fucking bargain. Why haven't we bought it? Right, it's gone on the market.
You have £500,000.
Oh, it's actually went for £735,000. Mm-hmm. But it's 13 houses.
Yeah.
So they're practically free. Because they use 6 on the television programme, and the rest they used as like dressing rooms, green rooms, blue rooms, orange rooms, and makeup and post production.
I thought they would have. Because they originally tried to sell them individually, and I thought people would have really gone for it to live on.
They were bought in 2005 originally, by some developers who have refurbished them all. Mm-hmm. So they're not for makeup anymore and videotapes and things. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Corkill's stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you'd have thought they'd
apparently the street requires some work. I don't know what that means, whether it's private streets or the highways haven't been maintained or something. Mm. Perhaps a bit of weeding. It does look like the gardens are a bit overgrown.
Yeah. But it is, I think you're right, it's a bargain. It'd be good to, like, buy the street and have all your mates living there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Super cool.
It'd be funny, and you could, like, do loads of role-playing and stuff.
Yeah, you could. You could bury people under the patio all the livelong day.
You could put little plaques everywhere saying
this is where Anna Friel got off with a lady
happened. This is where
that's kind of all that happened, isn't it?
It's the main thing. Mm.
There was a cult at one point, wasn't there? Someone joined a cult.
Oh yeah, what's her face? Lindsay Corkill?
Probably.
My next news story.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is very heavily pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know who the father is. But claims.
Is this EastEnders you're doing the story of?
Claims. Yeah. She's never ever had sex, so I don't know if it was rehypnol or what it was, but she said, you know, she
like Sonia from EastEnders.
Sort of like that, yeah.
This story does sound a bit derivative, to be honest. I feel like I've heard it before somewhere.
Mm.
I think it was EastEnders.
Mm.
So, what are they going to do when the baby's born? They do some tests on it or something?
They'll probably do some sort of paternity test or just see what it comes out like, really.
Mm. We can see what it looks like.
Yeah. So we sort of waiting for news about that, really.
Interesting. Any idea when the baby's due?
A few days.
A week?
Yeah, it'll take an hour or two.
Kate Moss has been Christmas
shopping.
She's
called Mary.
She's called Mary. Okay. Kate Moss?
Yeah.
She's been shopping. For Christmas presents, you'll never guess where she's been shopping. What shop she went to.
Pound shop.
Bear in mind, it's Kate Moss.
Don't don't know.
British Home Stores.
Oh.
AKA
VHS.
She went to Oxford Street and she bought pink things. So Hello Kitty, sweets, charm bracelets, a vanity case. But apparently the guy who owns Topshop that she designed for also owns VHS, so they reckon she got a discount, so she got herself a little bargain there. Possibly. She got it for free, I don't know.
Philip Green.
So little Lever Grace is going to be doing all right then. My mum ignores her most of the time, but she's got some Hello Kitty stuff, so...
Little pink happy. Bag for her little pink cigarettes.
Yes. Talking of shops, Woolies, they've got the final verdict on Woolies, and it will close on the 5th of January unless somebody will buy it. So 27,000 people are going to lose their jobs, which is a lot, isn't it? So yeah, there's 300 shops that are up on for offer. So I think the firm's going to close, but probably most of the shops will get taken over and used to something else. Possibly Pound Shop. Possibly the world's biggest charity shop. Who else might buy it? He's doing well at the moment. Robert Peston might buy it and start up his own journalism shop.
Tesco's.
Waitrose have already bought some Woolies, haven't they? Because there's one in Chiswick, there's one in Islington, Angel Islington.
Why are you pulling your face?
I'm just thinking.
I've got another story here.
Okay. Is it about shopping?
There's a donkey.
Right, okay.
It's been working really hard, actually.
Like a donkey?
Mm.
Doing the donkey work? Is it wearing a donkey jacket?
Don't take the piss out of the
donkey. Like a donkey.
It's carrying a pregnant woman.
Oh, is it Mary?
Yeah. So it's sort of. It's quite near that
could
star.
Not, could she not
it's
get
quite
a cab?
Near the star.
Oh, right. In Jerusalem.
No, there's no such thing as cabs.
In Jerusalem. It's quite primitive, isn't it? It's about by donkey. What
you're
saying.
So there's lots of donkeys.
I think the donkey's quite.
There's cabs. They have dogs. They have cabs and donkeys.
Okay.
And horses. But they don't. They're on a donkey, so it's pretty slow. Her friend Joey. He's having to walk because the donkey can't hold both of them.
They not get another donkey?
I don't think they've got any money at all.
It's because of the taxes.
It's because of the credit crunch. You'd normally put it on a credit card, but can't get it. Are you very ill?
I'm not ill at all. You said I was ill.
I don't know, something about your physicality.
I'm very tired. I don't think I'm ill. Not as ill as this fella, a man whose body has not been found, but his head was found in a wheelie bin.
God, that's disgusting.
I know. A 31-year-old neighbour, believed to be mentally ill, has been arrested for chopping the head off and putting it in the wheelie bin. And police have described this murder as shocking. And that's our story.
Could you imagine if that happened to somebody you knew?
Their head chopped off and put in a wheelie bin. Or got arrested for doing it.
Well, either really.
No, I can't really imagine it. It's quite rare.
Thank God for that. Talking of God. Well, not really talking of God. Have you ever heard of King Herod?
Is he one of those Scandinavian royal family members?
No. He's over near the star. He wants to kill all the firstborn children because of the credit crunch. Yeah, because of the credit crunch, they're needing to find a way to save money on the child benefit system as it's overstretched. So he thinks kill the firstborn. They've had the biggest innings, so it's the fairest.
Yeah. Okay.
People have been fleeing, trying to get away from him. What do you think of that? Does that mean too I would work in this country?
Well, speaking as a firstborn,
mm-hmm.
but I'm quite old, so I don't know if it would count for me.
It would count.
I get killed.
Whoever is a firstborn, even if you're 80, you might be a firstborn.
Then I'm against it.
Right. I'm a thirdborn.
I think we should do some sort of thirdborn policy.
No, well, it's why would you do that?
It's a bit more, a bit fairer. Because, you know, everyone's bored of children by the time you have the third one.
So last in, first out?
Yeah. Well, it depends if you, you know, you might be one of four. It'd certainly get rid of you and get rid of Ruth. That's probably it for people I know. Oh, and my mum. So, there you go.
Susan?
Susan second.
But I thought you said last born.
No, I said third born.
Oh, third born. Yeah. Right. I'd be against that.
Okay.
What about
second?
It's difficult, isn't it? Maybe take it as a case by case basis, like put the siblings up against
each other. Yeah, like Ian Beale competition,
and whoever loses, whoever gets like the lowest IQ score.
No, debating contest or something.
Yeah, public speaking.
Just teaching
in a cafe to nobody.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. It's not a terrible idea. Certainly, if a kid is like a sixth or seventh or eighth born, they're probably...
Well, by then, the genes are probably a bit stretched. Do you know what I mean?
Does that happen, though?
No.
Did Jesus have a brother or sister?
No.
But he did have a wife.
Yes.
And they had a child.
Yes. And then
the relatives are still alive today.
Yeah, something to do with Tom Hanks.
It's all because of the V, isn't it?
Yeah. Over a vagina.
V for vagina. No, it's the Last Supper. There's a gap in the middle where...
Oh, where the lady stood, wasn't it?
Where Mary Magdalene stood. Yeah.
Mary?
Mm. Different one.
It's a common name, isn't it?
In them days. And these days.
There's a website which has got the new way of advertising itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's paying people to have the URL tattooed temporarily, or not, I don't think it's tattoo actually, I think it's probably more sort of some sort of transfer onto their eyelid, and they get paid 10p per wink. So they're paying up to £100 on a pay per wink basis.
I don't.
And 100 people have already agreed to do this. But to be honest, I think that's probably made up, and it's just a good way of getting in the paper with a picture of someone with a tattoo on their eyelid. And good on them. It's, you know, innovative advertising.
So what, you have to go and wink at people. How do they know if you've winked?
I don't know. I think you have to just say, look, I am a complete winker. Please pay 100 quid.
Because that's easy work, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Could sit and wink at you all day. Does it?
I think you have to wink at different people, probably. Mm.
It's probably harder work than you think, I would say. And what's the website it's advertising?
Feelunique.com. I don't know what sort of website it is. It's an online beauty boutique.
And how is it tattooed on? Is it tattooed on with a needle? Because I wouldn't pencil
it. No, it's
on
temporary. I think it's some sort of transfer. Possibly Letricept.
Sounds like a piece of piss, that. We should do that for the... Camden Fringe.
Okay.
Shall I just start with you? I'll write on your eyes, you write on mine.
Okay. No, I'll do yours first.
No, I said it first.
I don't want it.
You've got it.
Some drug traffickers have been arrested in Peru. They were trying to smuggle cocaine. What they sort of thought was if we hide it in these bags of bird poo, the sniffer dogs won't be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. Not realising the dogs, of course, love the smell of poo. One of their favourite things. So the smell of poo and cocaine mixed together the dogs, frankly, were having a lovely time. This is quite a long story. There's some 18-year-old boy who was babysitting with his girlfriend, and he'd been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat, the game, and then he decided he was going to basically try out some of the moves on the 7-year-old girl he was babysitting for, and killed her.
What?
I don't quite know whether he did it by accident, whether he just got carried away, or... Because even in Mortal Kombat, you know, there's a bit of blood spatter and so on.
I suppose it could have been accident.
He might have said, hey, look at these moves. As you're just eating that chocolate, I'd just like to bring forth the statistic that obesity levels have doubled in the past few years. 1 in 4 men and women are obese, compared with 1 in 7 in 1993. But it's alright, men aged 45 to 54 are the fattest. 1 in 3 of them are obese. And also, the other thing is that a grandmother who weighed 24 stones decided she's going to have a gastric band fitted, but she died from internal bleeding. It pinged off or something. So, dangerous. Dangerous to be fat, but also dangerous to try and cheat and get thin that way. The trick is not to get too fat in the first place, I think. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. There's you know, all the kings around the world. We don't have one in this country, but
King Philip.
We don't have one in this country.
Okay. What about
no. Well, they've all disappeared to the Orient.
They've gone to Leighton Orient, the football club that's quite near me. So all the kings have gone. Has Herod gone?
Yep, they've gone to... the kings have gone to the Orient. And...
How did they get there?
Well...
Various means.
Yep.
One
donkey,
went in a,
car.
One went in a taxi.
Yeah.
One in a car.
Yeah.
One went on a scooter. And to just kind of draw attention to himself, he hooted his hooter. And also... he had a big cigar.
So that's weird, isn't it? Because you don't often see loads of kings together. I wonder who's got the biggest crown. I wonder what they'll be doing for Christmas, if they'll be getting any gifts together. Anything like that. I'll just check to see what happens next. See, if we've got a live feed for the BBC, you see, so if anything does happen, we'll know about it pretty quickly.
There's a picture here of Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. They've made a new film together after this 11 years since Titanic was the biggest thing going. Now they've got together to make another film. It's nothing to do with Titanic, it's modern.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, they play a couple who are splitting up. Kate Winslet's looking... She looks like she's lost weight. She's lovely, as always, really. She's got, her hair's been quite... It's very blonde at the moment.
Mm.
I think they both look very nice. That was that story. I think this might be some news on the kings that's coming in there.
Okay, best take it then.
And what was the latest?
The news is very odd.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd. They've all gone to the same place. I've only gone to bloody follow this. No, I was talking to you about this star.
Oh, the alien?
It's not an alien. I don't know where you've got this from.
A new star in the sky. Sounds
you know,
alien to
you
me.
You know how a star's created, don't you?
Is it when you say that you believe in fairies? I know it's when you say you don't believe in fairies, one goes out.
No, no, when you say you don't believe in fairies, a fairy dies.
Oh. Is it when someone dies and they go to heaven and then there's a new star?
No.
Well, I don't know how it's created then. Something to do with matter.
Are you pretending not to know?
Yeah.
Why?
Just sort of pretend to not know because that'd be funnier.
Just to irritate me?
Yeah. You're
just trying to piss me off. Happy fucking Christmas, hey? Happy fucking Christmas. I don't know how a star is made. How old is the light from the star?
Very old.
How old?
Very old.
Older than Margaret Thatcher?
Yes.
Older than Sherry Blair?
Yeah, she's old. Margaret Thatcher's older of the two.
Ah, so you know that.
Yeah. It's older than those by loads, actually. Loads.
Older than a dinosaur?
No.
Older than a house?
Depends which house, isn't it? It's a silly thing to say.
Oh, so I'm a silly one all of a sudden, Mrs. fucking Alien. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
But you do believe in aliens?
No, I don't really believe in aliens either. This amused me today.
Mary's had a baby.
Oh, Mary's had a baby. What, the one that we were, the Immaculate Conception one?
She called it Shannon, it's a girl.
Mmm. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who does it look like? Do you think, tell me who the dad is?
No idea. It's black.
Barack Obama.
Probably.
Right then, that's Newspox for the year then. That's it, done. Bish bash bosh.
There must be some other news. Who's gonna top the charts?
Oh, well, the X Factor finalist.
Not Peter Kay?
No.
Not,
not Chaz and Dave. Not Terry Wogan. It'll be X Factor. It's not even... That's why it's so boring these days. It's not even, like, a good competition. But actually, these days, I don't think the Christmas number one even sells that many, does it? Because, you know, it used to be the biggest time to buy for singles, because people would buy singles as a present, but I don't... People just download stuff now, so I don't think people buy singles as presents anymore.
No,
I bought you a download of a single for Christmas.
Oh, we should get presents. Which one did you get me?
I got you Peter Kay.
Right.
Where did you get me for Christmas?
Got you a small house in the Bahamas.
Oh. I got you something else.
What?
Another download of another single.
Which one?
It's by Paul Heaton.
Right.
Don't know what it's called.
I've probably got it, to be honest.
Okay.
Thanks. Would you like a sweet?
No,
so it's Christmas.
To be honest, you've eaten quite a lot of sweets. But thank you for offering. We've got soap, loads of chocolate in here and biscuits. And
chocolate, biscuits, tea, coffee. Couple of sachets of salt.
That's what Christmas is all about. Oh, you've got our salt and pepper shakers there.
Yeah, we've also got some sachets, so I'll have you know. We've got some gingerbread, we've got Ferrero Rocher. And what's this?
Copy of Time Out.
Yeah, right. This is what we're going to do tonight.
Is it go to sleep?
Okay, we're going to Robert Capa doing a lecture on the subject of war. Okay, let's try one more time. Best of three. We're going to a lesbian night.
Okay, can I do the next one?
Yeah.
If we just flip.
Going to the cinema.
Brilliant.
To see The Changeling.
Oh, that's the best one.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
No, I wouldn't mind that.
Not tonight, eh?
Well, it's 2-for-1 tonight. Good going.
I just want to die, to be honest.
Oh, me too. Let's go another day. Why are we doing? Why
is it bed in here?
We've done enough. I don't know why you're trying to, you know, let's pad out the material.
Mother Goose.
Mother Goose.
Mother Goose. On Friday, let's read the review.
At the Hackney Empire. it got 5 stars in the Metro.
It's been slagged.
Has it? By Time Out.
Hacknotopian Dulcinea setting go down a treat. 2.5 hour running time is a bit of an ask. especially for those watching it on a school night. Is it still a night of infectious Christmas cheer with the least pretentious audience in London?
It's not a slagging.
It is a pretentious audience.
I'll have you know that I'm very pretentious.
I'm incredibly pretentious. I pretend not to be. Stick of the Dump.
Is there a
Stick of the Dump at Theatre Tabard. I'd like to go and see Stick of the Dump.
Okay, off we go. Thanks for listening to Newspox this year. We'll be back next year.
Thanks to our fan for remaining loyal.
Yeah, I'm sorry if there's any buzzing on this one, but...
We can't help it.
We don't know where it's coming from. Possibly it's just the heater.
Possibly.
Thanks then, and bye.
Happy New Year.